Welcome to Atmosphere of Prophecy with Prophet Dominic Ando Owusu. In this podcast, we bring you inspiring insights on spirituality, self-improvement, and more positive topics. Thank you.
Shalom. My name is Prophet Dominic Ando Owusu. I'm excited as always to come your way with the word of God. Listen, child of God, this is the atmosphere of prophecy. In this atmosphere, anything is possible. I'll be sharing the word of God with you. It's going to be very engaging. It's going to be very powerful. The Spirit of God will aid me to help you. Whatever it is that you are going through, your destiny will never be the same. Call your family, call your friends, tell them the prophet is airing live on whatever platform you are listening, on whatever platform you are watching. And today I have a word from God for you. Child of God, listen to me. The Bible says that all things were made by the word of God. A moment with the word of God is a moment with God. And every time God wants to bless a person, give a person a next dimension, many times what he does is that he does it through the instrumentation of the word. And in this moment, we call it a world of limitless possibility. In this world, everything is possible. Your healing is possible. Your breakthrough is possible. That which you are trusting God for is possible. It is the atmosphere of prophecy. And tonight, I want to be sharing with you something that I have entitled The Transformed Life. The Transformed Life. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands on these ones. I declare that through the ministry of your word, let miracles come alive. Let signs come alive. Let wonders come alive. Let somebody testify that they have had an encounter with you. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want you to understand that the child of God is a special breed. When we say somebody is born again, we are not just talking about something that is a religious jargon. We are not talking about something that is just a cliche. We are talking about something that is very powerful. We are talking about something that is very organic. There's a story in the Bible, and I'd like us to start from that story. John in chapter number 3, the Bible says that a man came to Jesus, and his name is Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. And when he came, typical of a man that has so much education in his portfolio, he came giving Jesus all the accolades. He started singing the praise of Jesus. He said, no man can do the things you do except the Lord be with him. Then Jesus, looking at Nicodemus, saw beyond his physicality. He saw beyond the presentation, his academic prowess. He saw beyond his credentials in society as a Sanhedrin. And then he went into the spirit and saw the need of Nicodemus. So Jesus answered Nicodemus and said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. So he looked at Nicodemus and said, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. The man was obviously confused. And he says to Jesus, but how is it possible for a man that is grown to be born again the second time? Then Jesus now comes to him again and says, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom. And so there and then you understand that being born again is more than just listening to a preacher and getting convicted and convinced by the sobriety of his presentation and just coming to the front and then reciting a magic spell, a magic wand, a magic word, just so that you appease your conscience to say you are born again. No. Jesus introduces us to a very important concept, and that is the concept of the kingdom. He tells the learned man, Nicodemus, except you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. And then he says, except you are born of water and the spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom. In other words, everything about being born again, okay, has to do with the kingdom of God. Jesus went on further to say, if you are born of the spirit, you are spirit. And if you are born of the flesh, you are flesh. Now, that tells us that if you are born again, you have transitioned from a fleshly species into a spiritual species. Can I say it again? When you are born again, you are transitioned from a fleshly species into a spiritual species. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 13. The Bible says, He has rescued us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Listen, when you give your heart to the Lord, something interesting happens. In the realm of the spirit, you are born again. You are born into the family of God. You are born into the kingdom of God. Right there and then, you become a kingdom citizen. The Bible calls it a translation. Translation is a very interesting word. It's actually a genetic term. It is a term used in genetic engineering. And to translate in genetics simply means or simply connotes that there has been a re-engineer of your genes into a certain species which didn't exist hitherto. So when you are born again, or when you get born again, you are genetically engineered into a new species. That is why Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see, the new creation is not a person that has been refurbished. The new creation is not a person who has been changed, as it were, morally. Yes, the new creation may exhibit some moral uprightness. You may see traits of repentance. You may see traits where you see that this person has a character modification. But beyond character modification, beyond attitudinal modification, there is something intrinsic that has taken place in the life of this person. The person is a new creation. A new creation connotes that one that has never existed before. And so you don't have a past when you are born again. You don't have an old life when you are born again. When you are born again, you have become brand new person. And Peter wrote his epistle and says, we are a chosen generation. He says we are a royal priesthood. He says we are a holy nation. Then he says the biggest thing. He says we are a peculiar people. A peculiar people connotes that we are a special species, a special brand, a brand that has never existed before. Child of God, listen to me. The moment you are born again, the book of John in chapter number 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, who were born not according to the flesh, nor according to the will of man, but they were born of God. If you give your heart to the Lord, you are born of God. Everything about you is changed. Your species, your spirit, which is your real you, the Bible calls it the inner man, is totally changed. And the life of God, which is called the Zoe life, the transformed life, suddenly enters you. And when God looks at you, he sees himself in you, because as he is, so are we here on earth. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, you are saying, well, prophet, you know what? I feel that I have done so many bad things. I feel that my life is at a place where I need God to touch me. I feel that I'm in the crossroads of destiny. Nothing is working. Everything I touch goes into shambles. I want you to know that God is still changing lives. God is still transforming destinies. God is still affecting souls. You must be born again. It is non-negotiable. You must be born again. Not so you escape hell. Not so you just go to heaven. No. But you see, real life starts when you give your heart to the Lord. Can I say it again? Real life starts when you give your life to the Lord. Where you are saying, well, prophet, but I have been living on this one. No. If you were not born again, you were not living. You were merely existing. The day you give your heart to the Lord and you get born again, that is when real life truly starts. And as I talk to you today, I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. He wants you to be born again. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and he loses his own soul? When you give your heart to the Lord, you don't lose your soul. You rather gain your soul. And when your soul is saved, you become a transformed human being. And Peter calls you a peculiar person, a holy nation. Peter calls you a chosen generation, a generation that has never existed before. And listen to me. If you have not given your heart to the Lord, oh, you are missing out. You see, Jesus was talking to the disciples one day, Matthew in chapter number 13. An amazing presentation Jesus did. He likened the kingdom of God to a man who sowed good seed in his field. The Bible says that whilst men slept, his enemy came to sow tares amongst the wheat. And during the time of harvest, the Bible says that the reapers came. The people came and they said, well, we have seen tares amongst the wheat that we planted. Do you want us to gather them? He says, no, wait. There is the time for the reapers. And when the reapers come, they will gather the wheat and they will gather the tares. And for the tares, they will be burnt. Child of God, listen to me. If you are not born again, I fear for your soul. If you are not born again, I dread at the level of torment you will subject yourself into. That your eternal destination will be hellfire. But why would you have to go through hellfire? Why would you have to be burnt with the enemy and with his cohorts when you have an opportunity as golden as this to be born again? I want you to reflect, do a self-introspection, and look through your life. Is Jesus in your life? Are you saved? If you are not, it is not too late. Several years ago, I gave my heart to the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's been such a thrilling adventure. It's been such an amazing adventure. That is why I recommend him to you, the lover of my soul. His name is Jesus. And you see, you must be born again. Because when you are born again, he says, you will enter the kingdom. The experience of the kingdom of God, suddenly becomes a reality to you. You see, in the kingdom, there is healing. In the kingdom, there is prosperity. In the kingdom, there's riches. In the kingdom, there is wisdom. In the kingdom, there is so much more. And when you give your life to the Lord, when you are born again, when you are transformed, that is when all these amazing realities will become evident in your life. There is a young lady you are watching me right now. As I'm talking to you, your heart is pounding. You're saying, well, prophet, pray for me. I need Jesus into my life. Right where you are, the air blowing around you, the subtle breeze that is flowing around you are all testifying that tonight is when you should give your heart to the Lord. Don't die and rip hell open and go into hell when the Savior bled and died on Calvary's cross. You see, the transformed life is what Jesus says in John in chapter 10, verse number 10. He said, the thief cometh not, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Then he said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life is the transformed life. In the next episode, I'll take my time and show you step by step what this abundant life is and how you can appropriate the myriads of blessings in this abundant life to make them a possibility in your life. Hear this. As you share my world with me, I call it the world of limitless possibilities, the atmosphere of prophecy. As you share this world with me, you'll be transformed. You'll be changed. Suddenly, people around you will notice the vast difference in your life. And then they will say, we have seen your light, but we want you to point us to the source of that light. I love you, and I want you to make your date with me again. Same time, same place. This is the atmosphere of prophecy. Shalom.
That's all the time we have for today's episode of Atmosphere of Prophecy with Prophet Dominic Andor Owusu. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you have gained valuable insights and revelations from our discussion today. If you have been blessed by this podcast and would like to support us, please subscribe to our channel, leave a review, and share this podcast with your family and friends. Thank you.